I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, if you're ready, read the notice.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, October 7, 2025. The time is now 7:09. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Tucci?
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Present.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor. How are things overseas?
Great so far.
Good to hear. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Minutes, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. We have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for August 19, 2025, September 2nd, 2025, and September 3rd, 2025.
Move the minutes. Second.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Can you move on to communications, please?
Thank you. The mayor's office has submitted an event application to hold a rock march on November 8, 2025 from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The march will begin at the World War II monument, continuing through Memorial Park to the waterfall and returning along the same route. The mayor's office has submitted an event application to hold an annual township tree and menorah lighting on Sunday, December 7, 2025, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in front of Nutley Town Hall. The event will also include activities on Chestnut Street, Franklin Avenue, and Vincent Place. The Nutley Elks Lodge, number 1290, has submitted an application for a social fair permit for their fundraiser to be held on Saturday, November 1st, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at 242 Chestnut Street. Motion, please.
Move it. Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Thank you. Bills?
Thank you. Bill list for October 7, 2025. Public Affairs, $141,911.13. Revenue and Finance, $3,624,746.15. Public Safety, $135,358.66. Public Works, $337,343.15. Parks and Public Property, $1,169,387.01. Water and Sewer Utility, $68,896.48. Payroll as of September 26, 2025, regular payroll total, $950,878.60. Overtime payroll total, $68,266.57. Total payroll, $1,019,145.17, for a grand total of $6,496,787.75.
Move the bills.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Thank you. Thank you. We've reached the point in the agenda for public comment. Anyone from the public wish to comment on the agenda tonight? Agenda items only. Seeing no one. Commissioners, Commissioner Scarpelli, any announcements this evening?
No announcements, Deputy Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco?
The only kind of question I have is I've been around town a lot. And Mayor Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I was just wondering, because I've been getting stopped an awful lot, of whatever happened with the Board of Education and the audit. Did they do it? Are we doing it? It's kind of embarrassing, like, when people come up to me and ask me the question of what's going on with that, because I haven't heard anything. Has anybody on the, our board?
Yeah. So, the subcommittee has a while ago met on that, and one of the critical actions that we had to take was to find a source of funding that could pay for that. So we were fortunate in that, working with Assemblyman Benizia, we've been able to receive a state grant of $100,000 to be able to conduct the audit. Right now, it's now identifying someone who has the skills to do a comprehensive forensic audit of the school board. And so it's moving along. It's not done yet, but the board understands that it needs to be done. We now have identified the funding for that, right? And the funding came to the municipality, so the municipality will pay for it, right?
But the Board of Ed will do it?
But the Board of Ed will do it, but we're going to make sure that whoever is selected is qualified to do it.
Okay.
But that's, so to answer your question, it hasn't been done yet. It hasn't been forgotten. It will come.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Mr. Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Just one thing. This Friday, starting at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9, we're having movie night at 44 Park Avenue. It's a great time. It's a great night. Hopefully the weather is going to cooperate, so I would encourage everyone to please come out. And the second thing I have is I just want to thank everyone for all their help and participation. Last Sunday, we had our fall festival in the park, and it was an outstanding day. There were many vendors there. There were food trucks. It was just a great time. I just want to thank everyone, in addition to my department, of course, for all the hard work that they put into it. It was another rousing success. Thank you.
That's great.
Bree, I just got a text message. What time is your event Friday night?
7.
Okay. We have fire open house this Friday night, and I'm happy to announce it starts at 6 o'clock. So I think we worked very good together this year.
Yes.
And I hope everybody could make both events.
Right. We need to continue to coordinate our schedule.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
That's really great. That's really great. Yeah, just from my standpoint, we did recently have the New Jersey Division of Motor Vehicle, a portable unit here in Nutley, to do motor vehicle inspections. It was a successful day. They were able to inspect 78 vehicles. The current schedule will bring them back two more times. Madam Clerk, October and November, correct?
Yes, it's the third Wednesday and I believe the third Thursday in November. But they will be posted on our website.
Right, so in November they'll be back. We're still working with the state to actually have the mobile unit come back for registrations, license renewals, and so on. They have been in very high demand, as you can imagine, but we will get them back here in the coming months. Mayor, announcements? Mayor Kelly?
Yes, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Just real briefly, we had our health fair this past weekend. It was a great success. I want to thank everyone for that. We also had our annual Pause in the Park event in conjunction with the Farmers Market, which was another great success. And later this month, we'll be having our second round of trivia at the Old Canalian, which is the, we'll be hosting it this month. Again, look out for more information for that.
Thank you. Let's move on to ordinance. The ordinances, we don't have any introductions this evening, but we do have three public hearings. The first one is a joint ordinance between myself and Commissioner Tucci. This is an ordinance that is in effect covers a matching contribution for playground improvements for special needs children, providing for $137,000 of our share of that grant. Commissioner, would you like to comment on it?
Yes, just once again, this is a long overdue project. It'll not only address the physical needs of some of our special needs folks, but it will also address some of the sensory needs. So it'll be cutting edge. We're really looking forward to getting this started and getting this completed so that all of our people can participate in everything that we have.
Wonderful. Would anyone wish to comment on this ordinance itself? Seeing no one, I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Thank you. The next ordinance is number 3599. This is an ordinance that I introduced on September 2nd, providing for $100,000 to improve and renovate two bathrooms on the second floor in Town Hall. We've been going through a program of renovating those, and it's during the schedule, but it's necessary to do. Would anyone wish to comment on this ordinance this evening? Seeing no one, move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Yep. Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
I was just thinking it's great to have the musical accompaniment to our ordinance passages. Very nice.
I think it's very nice.
Our last ordinance is number 3600. This one was introduced by me on behalf of the entire Board of Commissioners. This ordinance relates to the adoption of the financing agreement for the Innovation Center, which will be built on three properties and for an entity known as One Molecule Urban Renewal LLC, granting them in the form of a pilot payment, a tax exemption over the life of the pilot. Would anyone wish to comment on this ordinance this evening? Seeing no one, move to close public hearing.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Move the ordinance.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to resolutions, I'll go last. Commissioner Scarpelli, would you like to read yours?
Give me a second.
Sure.
Deputy Mayor, give me for a loop here.
Gotta be ready,
Whereas David Berry Jr. is employed by the Township of Nutley Department of Public Works, and whereas David Berry Jr. has exhausted all his available sick leave and other time due, and whereas 10 employees of the Department of Public Works are desirous of transferring one day each of their accumulated sick leave for a total of 10 days to be transferred to David Berry Jr., and whereas the aforementioned employees have provided their consent to said transfers in writing to the Township Clerk, whereas under the circumstances presented herein and in view of David Berry Jr.'s medical situation, his service to the Department of Public Works, Board of Commissioners are desirous of accommodating this request. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, and the County of Essex, New Jersey, that each of the following employees are permitted to transfer one day of their accumulated sick leave to David Berry Jr. for a total of 10 days. Anthony Christie, Joseph Cifelli, Joseph Farrow, Salvatore Ferraro, Michael Luzzi Jr., Vito Noel, Miguel Contarero, Peter Russo, Anthony Santasseri, and Michael Satola. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bid proposals, RFP, for the marketing of recycling materials collected from the Township of Nutley to be received on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, the Township Clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for the 2026 acceptance of recycling vegetative waste to include leaf and grass clippings in the Township of Nutley to be received on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, Commission Chambers, Township of Nutley, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas bids for the 2024 CDBG Franklin Avenue Streetscape Project, Chestnut Street to Booth Drive, were received and opened on Wednesday, September 10th, 2025, and whereas AA Berms LLC, PO Box 180, Belleville, New Jersey, was the lowest responsible bidder, whereas the base bid for the 2024 CDBG Franklin Avenue Streetscape Project is in the amount of $253,086.30, for a total bid of $253,086.30. Whereas the award of this contract is subject to the availability of appropriation of sufficient funds from the Essex County Community Development Block Grant Account T19909901 in the amount of $2,503.86.30, subject to the caveat, have been certified the Chief Financial Officer, said certification be attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to AA Berms LLC for the total bid in the amount not to exceed $253,086.30, and that the mayor and township clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign said contract for the Township of Nutley, subject to the final approval and funding by the Essex County Community Development Block Grant. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the township clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for Bloomfield Avenue, High Street to Raymond Avenue, NJDOT roadway project to be received on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, Nutley, New Jersey, on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
That's all I have, Deputy Mayor. Do you want me to read Commissioner Tucci's first or mine? Will you tell me? Okay, this is for Commissioner Tucci. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized and professional ACA reporting services to ensure compliance with IRS regulations for the year 2025 reporting, and where such services may be required as an unfair open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 1944H 20.4 or 20.5 as appropriate. And whereas Prime Point LLC located at 2 Springside Road, West Hampton, New Jersey, as submitted as a proposal dated September 17, 2025, and an anticipated cost of $7,375 to complete these services and assure compliance on behalf of the Township of Nutley. And whereas funds are available from the budget account 6-01-526-200 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution, and whereas Prime Point LLC has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies Prime Point has not made any reportable contributions to
a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Pine Point from making any reportable contributions throughout the term of the contract. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey hereby authorize the Commissioner of Parks and Public Property to enter into a contract with Pine Point LLC. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans? Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, before I vote, I just want to put this on the record. I want to thank Deputy Mayor Evans and Commissioner Pacheco for reading my resolution this evening. I had an eye examination this afternoon, and they dilated my pupils, so I'm still having a hard time reading. So I vote aye, and thank you, gentlemen.
Our pleasure. Okay, whereas Italian-Americans...
I'm sorry. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Pacheco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, whereas...
Thank you.
Whereas Italian-Americans have played an essential role in shaping the culture, economic, and social landscape of the United States, contributing significantly across diverse fields, including the arts, sciences, education, civil service, military, business, and athletics. And whereas one of the largest ethnic groups in the United States, Italian Americans, have enriched our communities with enduring traditions, strong family values, and commitment to hard work and civic pride. And whereas the month of October includes the commemoration of Christopher Columbus, whose historic voyage symbolizes the spirit of exploration and ambition that has inspired generations of Americans. And whereas Italian-American Heritage and Cultural Month is a time to honor many achievements and lasting contributions of Italian-Americans to the history, identity, and prosperity of the nation. And whereas in New Jersey, and especially in the Township of Nutley, the Italian-American communities has helped to build a vibrant and diverse society, contributing to our local economy, public service, education, faith institutions, and cultural life. Whereas Italian patriot and an immigrant, Philip Mazzia, a friend of an ally of Thomas Jefferson, helped shape and various principles of democracy his behalf, that all American are created equal, is reflected in the words of the Declaration of Independence. And whereas despite facing discrimination and adversity upon arrival in America, Italian Americans demonstrated perseverance and resilience, becoming leaders and innovators in all facets of American life. And whereas today Italian Americans continue to honor the legacy of their ancestors by excelling in every professional, fostering community development, and preserving a rich cultural heritage for the future generations. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, does hereby proclaim the month of October as Italian American and Culture Month, and encourages all residents to recognize and celebrate the invaluable contributions of Italian Americans to the Township of Nutley, the State of New Jersey, and the United States of America. And I am very pleased to read this resolution, Commissioner and Deputy Mayor. Thank you for picking me for this one. And I proudly move this resolution on behalf of Commissioner Tucci.
Second. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Pacheco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, our next one. Whereas in the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, Green Acres Program provides loans and grants to municipality and county governments and grants to nonprofit organizations for assistance in the acquisition and development of lands for outdoor recreation and conservation purposes. And whereas the Township of Nutley desires to further the public interest by obtaining the Green Acres grant of $528,755 and an Urban Parks grant of $500,000 from the state to fund the following projects. This is Monsignor Owens Park improvements. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Mayor and the Board of Commissioners that the Mayor of the above-named body or board is hereby authorized to execute an agreement and amendments thereto with the state known as 076-07162-3015 UPG Monsignor Owens Park Improvements, and the applicant agrees to provide its matching share of the Green Acres Fund of its matches required and an amount of zero. And the applicant agrees to comply with all applicable federal, state, and local laws, rules and regulations in the performance of the project. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Eleni Pettis, town clerk, do hereby certify that the foregoing is a true copy of resolutions adopted by the Township of Nutley at a meeting held on the 7th day of October 2025, and witness whereof I have here under set my hand and the official seal of this body on the 7th day of October 2025. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, just once again, into the record, I'd like to submit that this is a $1,028,755 improvement of the girls' softball field that borders on Grant Avenue without any match from the Township of New Jersey. Okay, I move resolution.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, be resolved that in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Law, Chapter 231, Bill 1975, the public meetings of the State Tree Committee for 2026 will be held on the following dates. All meetings are held virtually via Zoom teleconference unless otherwise posted at 7:30 p.m. January 27th, 2026, March 31st, 2026, April 28th, June 9th, September 29th, and November 24th, all of 2026. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
What about yours? You want me to read mine next? Wow, we're really jumping around tonight. Okay. Gotta be on your toes here at all times. Okay, now these are mine. Whereas NJSA 89-41 requires that Emergency Management Council be formed to coordinate all disaster control activities on behalf of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, that the following persons be appointed to the Emergency Management Council, Local Emergency Planning Council, Environmental Commission for 3-year term on behalf of the Township of Nutley, January 1st, 2025 through December 31st, 2027. That's going to be Denise Capone, our qualified purchasing agent. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, whereas a confirming order is defined as a purchase made without the issuance of a valid purchase order and incumbents of funds in accordance with the local public contracts law, JA 40A:11-1, whereas because of the need to relocate the hazardous materials vehicles from their present location at Franklin and Terrace in a timely manner, and for emergency repairs of the fire boom truck. And whereas the Township of Nutley received building renovations from JB General Contracting, Inc. of 252 Highfield Lane, Nutley, and repairs from Aerial Rise 36-42 Fulton Street, Patterson, for the fire boom truck. Whereas in an effort to correct protocol necessary paperwork and obtain all the vendors, thus confirming that the need for said goods services were valid and properly incurred, Township operations, where JB Contracting, Inc. has submitted an invoice in the amount of $29,800 for building renovations, and Aerial Rise has submitted invoices in the amount of $3,199.04 and $2,277.76 for repairs to the fire boom truck. And whereas the Chief Financial Officer certified that the funds are available for the building renovations in account number C0455166412 and for the boom truck repairs in account number 501314201, now therefore be resolved by the governing body, Township of Nutley County, Essex,
State of New Jersey that payment of confirming order JB General Contracting, Inc., in the amount of $29,800, and payment of confirming order to Aerial Rise in the amount of $3,199.04, and $2,277.76 is hereby authorized. This resolution shall take effect immediately. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay. Whereas the Department of Transportation, NJDOT, has completed an investigation to access the necessary of reducing the speed limit along Route 7 in the Township of Nutley, following inquiry from the township resident, and whereas the NJDOT's Division of Traffic Engineering conduct a thorough investigation which supports implementing a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit on a section of Route New Jersey 7 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas the section extends from Essex County, Passaic County corporate line, and Yanacor Pond Brook to Essex County, Passaic County line at Orange Street. And now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley hereby approves reducing the speed limit along Route 7 to 25 miles an hour. Be it further resolved that the Township of Nutley concurs that any approved traffic regulation is in conflict with inconsistency, with the provisions of this resolution be rescinded upon approval of the traffic regulation order. I move it.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the township has a need for services relating to off-duty employment, fire personnel for fire EMS-related activities, whereas NJSA 4811-5 provides for support software maintenance consultant services and training services of proprietary computer hardware and software, whereas the term of the engagement shall be 2 years and starting on May 1st, 2025, and ending on April 30th, 2027. Either party may terminate this agreement upon 30 days prior notice of the other party, and whereas administrative fees of more than 8% is to be collected by Visual Computer Solutions, whereas there is no cost to the township for such services, whereas the term of this engagement shall commence on the effective date and continue unless termination by either party. Either party may terminate this agreement upon 30 days prior to written notice. Now therefore be resolved by the Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the township be authorized to execute and such documents as necessary to implement the resolution. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay, I believe this is my last one. Awful long night. Well, this one ain't a funny one, actually. Whereas domestic violence encompasses any violence taking place in a family or intimate relationship, and whereas the abuse is not only physical but can be verbal and may include sexual assault, threats, financial control, and/or isolation, whereas domestic violence is prevalent in every community and affects all people regardless of age, social economic status, sexual orientation, gender, race, religion, or nationality, and whereas in the United States, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men experience contact sexual violence, physical violence, and/or stalking by intimate partner in their lifetime, and whereas 85% of domestic violence victims are women, where every day nearly 3 women are killed by intimate partners, and whereas domestic violence impacts the entire family, 30-60% of intimate partner violence cases also include child abuse, which is very sad. And whereas victims of domestic violence are encouraged to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline or reach out to local agencies and police departments for assistance. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, and recognize the month of October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I move the resolution.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Just before I do vote, domestic violence in our country, state, and even here in Nutley is really on the rise. Just so everyone knows out there, it is so much easier to walk away and not get violent and, quite honestly, not get arrested. Police departments, the law is very clear on domestic violence. There is absolutely no discretion at all. If there's a mark on your partner or, you know, a million rules about that, you will be sent to jail, and I can tell you it's definitely not worth it, and it's definitely not worth it to, you know, have cops come into your house in front of children and things like that. And it's, through my experience sitting in this seat for a long time, and, you know, no one's perfect, obviously, and neither am I, but it seems like the biggest response after somebody's sitting in the Nutley jail cell overnight in the morning, it's like, what in the world was I thinking? You know, so again, we all have our tempers, you know. The best thing to do is get out of your house, walk away, and avoid a problem. And, you know, hopefully in the morning you'll feel better, and so will your partner. So I vote aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Deputy Mayor, that's all I have. I was just wondering who was going to read next since we're jumping around.
Commissioner, thank you for helping out tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm sure Commissioner Tucci is eternally grateful.
I have to tell you, I was...
And I'm sure you're now on his Christmas card list.
I hope I am, and I have to tell you, Commissioner Tucci, I don't know that there's anything wrong with your eyes because the print on your resolution are much smaller than the print on mine, so hopefully you have a quick heal with those eyes.
I need to have them increase those.
Yeah, I was noticing as well that he was commenting on the resolution, so he probably read them yesterday.
Yes.
Right? In advance of the meeting. Mayor, you're online, so following protocol, I'll let you go last.
Sure, but if someone be kind enough to read my resolutions this evening, my internet connection is not the greatest, and that'll want to put out.
You have two left, I'll take them.
Thank you.
The first two resolutions that I'll read will be on behalf of Commissioner Tucci. Whereas the Department of Public Works and Public Property, Department of Parks and Public Property, not Department of Public Works, determined due to unforeseen circumstances, families had to cancel participation in programs offered. Department of Parks and Public Property had determined a need to refund for families, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund payments for recreation programs in the amount of $75 for the soccer recreation program as listed in the resolution. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas a resolution was adopted on October 15, 2024, awarding a contract to C. Walter Searle Agency, LLC/World Insurance Associates, Associates 410 Franklin Avenue, here in Nutley, for Accident Safety Review Board meetings becoming effective January 1, 2025, for a period of 1 year, with an option to extend no more than 1 year. Whereas the Township wishes to extend the contract entered into between C. Walter Searle Agency and the Township of Nutley for the length of one calendar year beginning January 1, 2026 and continue through December 31st, 2026. Whereas the anticipated cost of this service will not exceed $10,000 per year. Whereas funds will be available from account 601-516-245 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said funds being available with the adoption of the 2026 budget. Now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, New Jersey, authorize the extension of the contract between Walter Solar Agency LLC slash World Insurance Associates on Franklin Avenue in Nutley and the Township of Nutley for one calendar year pursuant to the previously signed agreements and law.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5. Whereas the Township, through the Department of Parks and Recreation, has a need to acquire specialized and professional services for architectural review services for the renovation of the Nutley Fire Department headquarters existing bunk area and incorporation of a new hallway. Whereas Dasa Haynes Architectural Group, LLC, 74 East Passaic Avenue in Nutley, has submitted a proposal indicating that they will provide such services for a sum not to exceed $19,750. Whereas Dasa Haynes Architectural Group has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification which certifies that said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Dasa Haynes Architectural Group from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. And whereas funds are available from account C0455-166-412 in the amount of $19,750 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, to enter into a contract with Dasa Haynes Architectural Group as described here, and be further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and the determination of value be placed on file with this resolution, and be further resolved that notice of this action shall be printed once in the Nutley Sun in accordance with local public contract law. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Happy to help out, Commissioner, but shorter would have been better. My last resolution for Commissioner Tucci, whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a fair and open contract pursuant to provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, whereas the request for qualifications for Township Forester were received and opened on October 3rd, 2025, whereas the most responsible and responsive request for qualifications was from the Shade Tree Department, LLC, John Linson, P.O. Box 6089, West Orange, New Jersey. Whereas the Shade Tree Department, LLC, John Linson, New Jersey, certified tree expert number 198, has provided these services in the past to the Township of Nutley and is particularly suited to provide continued service. Whereas the term of this contract is for 1 year beginning October 23rd, 2025, and through October 22, 2026, whereas the contract is not to exceed $32,500. Funds are available in account 501-512-200 in the amount of $6,005 and in account 601-512-200 in the amount of $26,495 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Since this also extends into 2026, this amount will also be included in the 2026 budget. Now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to the Shade Tree Department LLC, John Benson, as described herein. Be further resolved that a response to the request for qualification be placed on file with this resolution and a notice of this action reprinted once in the Nutley Sun in accordance with local public contract law. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, and the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of tax charges in the amount of $9,075.63 for the amounts in the accounts listed in the resolution. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas McCullough Contracting submitted a payment for a tank removal permit for property located at 42 Hopper Avenue in Nutley, whereas the permit fee in the amount of $75 was collected and deposited into account C-01904903, whereas upon review, the code enforcement department has determined that a permit was not required for the tank removal, whereas the permit fee of $75 included a non-refundable 20% plan review fee of $15, which will be retained by the township, resulting in a refundable balance of $60. Now therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that a refund in the amount of $60 be issued to Rocco Satola, representing the refundable portion of the permit fee. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Whereas the State of New Jersey Statute 54:4-3.30 provides that war veterans who were honorably discharged from active service in a time of war in any branch of the armed services of the United States who have been or shall be declared by the United States Veteran Administration to be 100% totally and permanently disabled connected to their wartime service, a full tax exemption of their dwelling and lot on which it is situated. Whereas the following taxpayer has filed an application for allowance of a full exemption with proper supporting documentation, thus making the taxpayer eligible. Now, therefore, being resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Aaron J. Mixon be granted a full exemption from payment of property taxes from September 11, 2025, and all subsequent years thereafter on the property identified as Block 9401, Lot 10. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund $654.36 for 2025 property taxes. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Thank you for your service. Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has the need to purchase various goods or services in the year 2025, whereas pursuant to provisions of NJSA 48:11-12, municipalities are permitted to use the use of awarded New Jersey state contracts to purchase goods or services from approved vendors, whereas pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 52:32-6.2, municipalities are permitted to enter into cooperative purchasing agreements permitting the use of those awarded contracts, whereas pursuant to provisions of NJSA 48:11-10 and NJAC 5:34-7.11, municipalities are permitted to enter into cooperative purchasing agreements permitting the use of those awarded contracts, whereas the Township of Nutley has previously approved membership in the following cooperative purchasing and pricing agreements and desires to continue to utilize them in 2026. These include the Essex County Cooperative Purchasing Program, the North Jersey Wastewater Cooperative Pricing System, the State of New Jersey Cooperative Purchasing Program, the National Cooperative Purchasing Programs, including U.S. Communities Government Purchasing Alliance, Sourcewell / National Joint Powers Alliance, Keystone Purchasing Networks, and HGAC BY. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that it hereby authorizes the purchasing agent to purchase goods and services from the New Jersey State contracts in the cooperative purchasing and pricing pricing agreements listed above, pursuant to all conditions of the individual contracts for the year 2026, commencing January 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. So moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Okay. My last resolution is a resolution of the governing body of the Township of Nutley County of Essex authorizing an increase in the bid threshold pursuant to NJSA 48:11-3. Pursuant to NJ 48:11-3, the governor, in consultation with the state treasurer, has the authority to adjust the public bidding thresholds for contracting units subject to public contracting laws, whereas effective July 1, the state treasurer increased the maximum bid threshold to $53,000 for contracting units that have a qualified purchasing agent, whereas the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex has a duly certified qualified purchasing agent, Denise Caffone, who is authorized to award contracts up to the maximum bid threshold, whereas NJSA 48:11-3, permits the governing body to increase the bid threshold by resolution for the execution of contracts without public bid when said contracts do not exceed the adjusted maximum amount. Whereas the governing body of the township desires to take advantage of the increased bid threshold to efficiently procure goods and services, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex State of New Jersey that, one, the bid threshold for contracts awarded by the qualified purchasing agent is hereby increased to $53,000 effective September 16, 2025. The qualified purchasing agent is authorized to award contracts in the aggregate not exceeding $53,000 without public advertising for bids so long as all other provisions of public contracting law are followed. Three, the qualified purchasing agent is further authorized to solicit competitive bid quotations for purchases that exceed 15% of the bid threshold, which is now set at $7,950 without formal bidding, provided all legal requirements are met. And four, the municipal clerk is hereby authorized and directed to file a copy of this resolution and the QPA certification with the Director of the Division of Local Governmental Services in accordance with NJAC 5:34-5.4. Be it further resolved that this resolution shall take effect immediately upon adoption. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
I have just a few resolutions left, which are now I'll read on behalf of Mayor Kelly. Whereas a raffle license application has been received from the following organization: Radcliffe School PTO, license number 56-5, on premises 50-50 cash raffle for Friday, October 17, 2025. Whereas the application has been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore being resolved by the Board of Commissioners on the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned license is hereby approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said license. So move.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The last resolution for this evening is by Mayor Kelly on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. A resolution of the Board of Commissioners authorizing the Planning Board of the Township of Nutley to conduct a preliminary investigation of certain property within the township for potential redevelopment. Whereas NJSA 48:12-12A-6 authorizes the governing body, any municipality by resolution, to have its planning board conduct a preliminary investigation to determine whether an area of municipality is a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment pursuant to the criteria contained in NJSA 48:12A-5. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley considers it to be in the best interest of the township to have the Township Planning Board conduct such an investigation of an area consisting of certain properties located in the township, which properties are identified as Block 102, Lot 9 on the official tax map of the Township of Nutley. Whereas the township believes the property is potentially valuable for contributing to serving and protecting the public health, safety, and welfare for the promotion of smart growth within the township. Whereas the preliminary investigation will be designed to evaluate the area, determine whether the designation of property of the property a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment is appropriate and in conformance with the statutory criteria contained in NJSA 48:12A-5. And whereas subject to the results of the preliminary investigation, the area the redevelopment area determination, if so made by the Board of Commissioners, shall authorize the township to use all those powers under the local redevelopment and housing law, except that such determination shall not permit the township to exercise the power of eminent domain to acquire any, all or any portion of the property. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley 1, that the Planning Board of the Township is hereby directed to conduct a preliminary investigation to determine whether the aforementioned property constitutes a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment according to the criteria set forth in NJSA 48 12A-5, the planning board of the township is hereby directed to study the area known as Block 102, Lot 9, on the official tax map of the township to develop a map reflecting the boundaries of such proposed non-condemnation redevelopment area to provide public notice and conduct public hearings pursuant to NJSA 48:12A-6, and to draft a report and resolution to the Board of Commissioners containing its findings. Three, the results of such preliminary investigation shall be permitted, submitted to the Board of Commissioners for review and consideration in determining whether to declare the property a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment in accordance with provisions of NJSA 48:12A-1, and ask so moved.
Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
You're welcome, Mayor. That concludes the formal portion of our meeting tonight. We now open up the meeting to public comment. After the public comment period, we will have a need to go into executive session. Madam Clerk, for what areas?
You want to read public comment? Right.
I just don't remember what we're going in for. Litigation?
Oh, we're going in for contract negotiations and litigation.
We won't conduct any further business, so the meeting will conclude. However, Madam Clerk, would you please read the public comment notice?
Thank you. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board.
Would anyone wish to approach the microphone in front of for public comment this evening? Seeing no one, we move to close public comment period.
Move it. Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, would you read the executive session notice?
Sure. Do we need a motion, please?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session. And now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations and litigation. Be it further resolved that the time when such discussion may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
Need a motion to adjourn the...
Move it. Second.
Deputy Mayor Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
And the time is now 8:06.